Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved. It has showed us the way, the truth, and the life in the life of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you lay down your life for us, that we can be finished with the old. Know that anyone in Christ is now a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. So thank you, Lord. We can daily just be waking up and putting on the newness of life. It's like clothes, dirty clothes that we used to wear in our ignorance through the power of the evil one that took hold of us. But thank you, Lord, we have come to understand now when you died, we died. When you were raised, we were raised. And I thank you, Lord, it's like a good marriage that's taken place. We need to take hold of this goodness that we have now. Otherwise, we would be like looking at the old wife and the old things all the time and speaking about it, thinking about it, and doing it. And that's wrong. That is a marriage that will fail. But praise God, because this has come from God, and Jesus is committed, and the Holy Spirit is committed, and the whole of heaven is committed. God persists. Wake up to the new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. Push on into life and life in abundance. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are sure of what you've done. And I thank you that we are sure and take hold of the reality that we died. The old man was left behind, and we can now be too busy with the good and push on into this newness of life every day, every hour, every minute, every second. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 4 verse 20 to 25. But that's no lie for you. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. What this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other after all. When you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself.
Powerful. Thank you so much. I was just so blessed this morning because I felt I just need to present that scripture first, and that's in Romans 6, where it signifies our baptism. And our baptism is our identification, because we understand that when Jesus died, we died. When Jesus was raised, we were raised. And here he puts it across so beautifully. It's like you were in this old house, and now you've been put into a new house. So you don't go back to the old house, and the old house is sin, and the new house is righteousness. You stay in the new life, in righteousness. And if sin does sneak in, missing the mark, and we're thinking wrong, and our attitudes are wrong, we just repent straight away. It can't be just a once-a-week Christianity. It can't be. It's about a whole new life now. We died with Christ. Amen? When he died, we died, and we now live with Christ. He's been given to us so that we can live by faith, and faith is building our lives. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You can just say faith is a substance of the hope, the expectations, and the expectations is a great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption that is in the world. Why? Because we're partaking of the divine nature. So that's so important. So that scripture's in here, and again in the message, it just portrays it as a new, it's a new way of just putting across that wonderful word of the understanding that the old is gone and the new has come. And it signifies it also that you're now in a new house, in a new country. We, the kingdom now, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. So some beautiful scriptures to meditate on again and just be aware of it. It's happened. The death has happened, and the life has happened as well, is that we have got every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's just now being able to take hold of it and being aware of it and pushing on into life and life abundance, taking hold of Christ. Amen. Because he has taken hold of us. So running the race is taking hold, being sober, setting our mind on things that is above, not on the things that is below, the sin life, but being conscious of God and his goodness and the beauty that's laid before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.